Good afternoon, everybody. This is a 110 weather update here. I figured I'd go ahead and record this and post this on Facebook and Twitter. Well, the rain has begun. I was just looking at the radar, and it seems as if the steady rain is now overhead, and it's just going to continue. Quick look, not only at the radar, but at the wind gusts. And we've had some reported wind gusts in Ashtabula at 32 miles an hour, a couple of wind gusts here locally between 25 and 30, temperatures in the middle and upper 40s here in Cleveland. And then you go head further south now, Cincinnati temp at 50, Columbus 48, with a pretty steady rainfall. So it's going to be a rainy, windy afternoon. But on my Facebook fan page, and if you want updates here throughout the evening, go to Scott Sable fan page, and don't forget to click the thumb at the top for the like, and you'll get these updates. But on the radar, and I posted on Facebook, we're noticing that dry slot I talked about this morning. And that typically happens in storms like this. You get a wave of rain, and then you get a nicer dry tongue that comes in ahead of the wraparound snow. And although it won't be completely dry, we are looking at the heavier rain moving out by sundown. And then again, I still think we're going to have some periods of dry weather during the evening before the snow wraps back around it again, the curlicue effect, if you will. I also posted some traffic cams, some snapshots of what it looked like earlier today in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Wisconsin, where they've had heavy snow, Nebraska, Kansas, to give you an idea of what the system has done. Now, we're not looking at accumulations quite like that for most of us. This is going to be a general snow. I emphasize, everyone is going to see snow from this of at least several inches. Tonight, temperatures will drop. We'll have a little bit of wet snow. I think by sunrise, we're not looking at very much accumulation. We're probably looking at maybe an inch by sunrise. And then during the morning, once the sun comes up during the morning rush, temperatures will be in the low 30s. So that's when we'll start to see some accumulation. By noon Friday, most areas will have several inches of accumulation on the ground. Then as the wind shift, they'll come out of the west. And then the west-northwest Friday, gusts between 40 and 50 miles an hour in some areas. So this is going to be blowing snow. We're looking at lake enhancement, lake effect, if you will. And that's when we're going to see eastern Cuyahoga County, Lake Geauga, Ashtabula County, classic snowbelt areas with a west-northwest wind getting the bulk of this blowing snow. Now, it doesn't mean we're going to stop with the snow tomorrow. I still think most areas will get to several inches of accumulation on top of the several inches in the morning. So the bottom line is, by Saturday morning, we are looking at a region-wide 2 to 4 inch snow. That's for everybody. That's New Philadelphia, Canton, Millersburg, Worcester, Mansfield, Toledo, Norwalk, Fairport Harbor, Cleveland, the entire Snowbelt, Streetsboro, Bedford Heights, Medina, you name it. Then lake effect. I still think we're going to see about 4 to 6 eastern Cuyahoga County, northern Summit, northern Portage, and the possibility